Barber shops are often hubs of conversation, I'm told. But one on the west side of Cleveland is also a hub for health. Gabriel Kramer of PBS station IdeaStream reports.
Yeah. Barbershop customers come in for a haircut and maybe some friendly sports banter.
I think we're going to win, but I don't know if we're going to sweep.
I'm sure the money talking good, man.
But at Waverly Willis's Urban Cuts Barbershop in Cleveland, some customers come in for an additional reason.
So your blood pressure is perfect. It's perfect.
Willis wanted to add a health component to his hair cutting services.
My clients were starting to disappear, and when I would run into their wives or their children or their girlfriends, I would ask them what happened to Joe, and they would tell me that he passed away from a stroke or a heart attack, something to that.
Willis wanted to help, partially because he has his own history of blood pressure problems.
I lost 200 pounds in the last couple of years. I was able to get off of the high blood pressure medication, which was one of my goals. Unfortunately, men, we don't go to the doctor for the most part unless something is falling off. This is going to be a gathering place. They're going to come and get their haircuts anyway. So, again, why not have a conversation about it?
When I went to see the urologist last week, the girl said it was 117 over 77.
Willis started this program a few years ago by asking medical professionals he knew personally to lend a hand. But recently he partnered with Cleveland's American Heart Association to make the process more formal. Brenda Parks is the Multicultural Initiatives Director.
It's an ideal location for people to come, mainly because people trust their barber. And because they trust their barber, they're more likely to, you know, explain or share information that they wouldn't normally share with anyone else.
Have you noticed a change, like, in your energy or anything like that?
Willis also founded the Urban Barber Association, a network of Cleveland-area barbershops and salons that he encouraged to provide their customers with blood pressure screenings.
I don't want it to be strange to know that you can get your blood pressure taken at a barbershop. It's more barbershops than hospitals. It's more barbershops than urgent cares. So why not use these small satellites as beacons of hope and a resource center in our community?
With Willis's help, four other barbershops and salons in Cleveland now provide blood pressure screenings. He hopes to double that number next year. For PBS NewsHour, I'm Gabriel Kramer in Cleveland.